Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, November 24th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, The Importance of Being Earnest. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the vast ocean of information that is Wikipedia and explore its hidden gems. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're stepping back in time to unravel the intricacies of a classic, The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde. Now, this isn't just any play. It's a masterpiece of comedic writing, first premiered on Valentine's Day in 1895 at the St. James's Theatre in London. Isn't it interesting that a century-old play still invites us to laugh, think, and question the norms? What does this say about its timeless nature? Let's uncover the layers of Wilde's brilliance and understand why this particular play continues to resonate. At the heart of The Importance of Being Earnest lies a satirical exploration of Victorian society's restrictions and foibles. Wilde, with his characteristic wit, crafts a labyrinth of mistaken identities, wordplay, and improbable plot twists. The play follows two protagonists, Jack Worthing and Algernon Moncrief, who concoct elaborate lies to escape social obligations and pursue their love interests. Now, to give you a sense of Wilde's ingenuity, let's delve into the play's themes, beginning with the idea of bunburying. It's a term coined from Algernon's imaginary friend, Bunbury. In essence, bunburying is an escape mechanism, a double life, a reflection on the layers of deception present in society. Wilde offers us a chance to question, how many of us bunbury? Are there aspects of our lives that remain concealed from public view? Character insight. Let's talk about identity and the pursuit of earnestness, or perhaps the lack thereof. Within the play, to be earnest might not just mean having the name, but personifying the traits of sincerity and integrity amidst a society obsessed with appearances. Ironically, the protagonists' names are far from a truthful highlight of their identities. Isn't it intriguing how Wilde crafts an entire satire around the paradox of wanting to appear earnest while being anything but? Perhaps this leads us to ponder. In our digital age, are we earnest in our online portrayals, or do we curate characters like Jack and Algernon? Through humor, Wilde brings forth the absurdity of social norms, especially surrounding marriage. Take, for instance, the ladies of the play, Gwendolyn Fairfax and Cecily Cardew, representations of Victorian ideals and whims. Both are fixated on the name Ernest, absurdly valuing a man's name over his character. It's Wilde pushing us to chuckle and also contemplate, what superficial values do we prioritize today? As we traverse through this play, let's not overlook Wilde's linguistic prowess. The dialogues brim with clever repartees, a comedic treasure trove of epigrams, which exposes the frivolousness of societal conversations. Consider the exchanges on topics like etiquette, romance, and the absurd pastimes of the aristocracy. Oscar Wilde doesn't just entertain, he critiques and challenges social structures. It may beckon us to reflect on our own discussions. To what extent do we engage in buns and tea, talk that hides more than it reveals? Historical caption of this play, though initially a success, was marred by Wilde's impending legal challenges. The cultural and personal upheaval surrounding its premiere paints a vivid picture of a society on the brink of transformation, mirroring our own societal shifts. Wilde's personal trials, the loss of public favor, and eventual conviction add a poignant backdrop to our understanding of the play. How do we reconcile art with the artist, especially when personal lives become public narratives? Yet, despite the scandal, The Importance of Being Earnest has survived and thrived, being continuously adapted across mediums. It's been transmuted into films, radio, and TV adaptations, showcasing the sheer elasticity of its narrative and humor. For those who've had the privilege of witnessing an adaptation, be it on screen or on the stage, what new dimensions did it add to your understanding of Wilde's vision? As we draw this episode to a close, consider this. The Importance of Being Earnest remains a mirror, a comedic lens through which we view the oscillations between truth and deception, sincerity and triviality. It invites us to laugh, sure, but also to inspect, to question, and to earnestly understand the human condition. So listeners, here's a thought-provoking question to embolden your introspection. In what areas of your life do you feel compelled to lead a double life, and why? Is society, much like Wilde's characters, a catalyst for such personas? Thank you for joining me on this journey into Wilde's world. If today's exploration resonated with you or piqued your curiosity to learn more about Wilde's satire, why not dive deeper into reading the play yourself? And remember, the pages of Wikipedia are always open, ready for further exploration. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, The Importance of Being Earnest. Thanks for listening. See you next time.